This is Akashvani, the news read by Ajay Kumar. Prime Minister Narendra Modi laid the foundation stone and inaugurated various development projects worth over 5,200 crore rupees in Kolkata, West Bengal yesterday. He said that Kolkata holds a significant place in both the history and future of India. Addressing a gathering, he stated that as India progresses towards becoming the world's third largest economy, Damdam and Kolkata play a vital role among key cities.
Kolkata jaise hamare shahar bharat ke itihas aur hamare bhavishya dono ki samruddh pehchan hai. Aaj jab bharat duniya ki teesri sabse badi economy banne ki taraf aage badh raha hai, tab Damdam, Kolkata in shaharon ki bhumika bahut badi hai. इसलिए आज के इस कार्यक्रम का संदेश मेट्रो के उद्घाटन और हाईवे के शिलान्यास से भी बड़ा है. यह आयोजन इस बात का प्रमाण है कि आज का भारत अपने शहरों का कैसे कायाकल्प कर रहा है.
Earlier speaking after laying the foundation stone inaugurating multiple development projects worth 12,000 crore rupees at Gaya in Bihar, the Prime Minister said that Operation Sindoor has drawn a new line in India's defense strategy. Mr. Modi said that no one can escape after sending terrorists into India or planning attacks. He remarked that even if terrorists hide in the depths of the earth, India's missile will bury them there. Mr. Modi also flagged off Amrit Bharat Express train between Gaya and Delhi and Buddhist Circuit train between Vaishali and Kodarma. President Draupadi Murmu has given assent to five important bills passed by the Parliament. Among these bills, promotion and regulation of online gaming bills aims to encourage e-sports and online social games while prohibiting harmful online money gaming services, advertisements and related financial transactions. The President has also given assent to the Income Tax Act 2025, the Taxation Laws Amendment Act 2025, the Institutes of Management Amendment Act 2025, the Mines and Minerals Development and Regulation Amendment Act 2025 and the Indian Ports Act 2025. The Supreme Court directed the Election Commission to accept claim forms of voters online whose names are missing without insisting on the physical submission of documents. The bench also clarified that the claim form could be submitted with any of the 11 documents originally listed by the ECI or with the Aadhaar card. The order was passed by a bench of Justices Suryakant and Joymala Bakshi while hearing a batch of pleas challenging the June 26 order issued by the ECI directing the SIR exercise in Bihar. The Apex Court also ordered that the 12 recognized political parties in Bihar be impleaded in the SIR matter if they are not already before the court. Defence Minister Rajnath Singh has said that India is building a robust defence ecosystem by promoting innovation and technology development and creating a suitable growth environment for domestic companies. He said the country is marching towards the direction of building fifth-generation fighter aircraft and manufacturing the aircraft's engine. Speaking during an event in New Delhi, the minister said the government has approved a new order with HAL to manufacture 97 Tejas fighter planes with the cost of 66,000 crore rupees. A total of 68 nominations filed by 46 candidates have been received for the upcoming vice presidential election. Out of these, 28 nomination papers filed by 19 candidates were rejected. The government said that fertilizer availability is comfortable across states during the ongoing Kharif season. According to the Chemicals and Fertilizers Ministry, total urea availability is 183 lakh metric tons against the prorata requirement of 143 lakh metric tons, and 155 lakh metric tons is already sold out. The ministry said ammonium phosphate DAP availability is 49 lakh metric tons against a prorata requirement of 45 lakh metric tons, and sale of 33 lakh metric tons has taken place. Domestic fertilizer production has been seeing unprecedented growth in the past 10 years with a record urea production. Indian Olympian Elvin Welriven continued her impressive form by clinching the gold medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle competition at the 16th Asian Shooting Championship in Shymkent, Kazakhstan. Life has been disrupted due to torrential rains in many districts of Rajasthan. The situation has become dire due to very heavy rains in Tonk, Savai Madhopur, Baran and Kota districts. According to the Met Department, a maximum 25 centimeters of waterfall occurred in Savai Madhopur. Due to this, shops and houses were flooded. And that is the end of this news bulletin.